This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
From the creators of Wagertainment.
We bring you none of the hot take BS. We bring you bets. We bring you sports.
I don't care about bragging rights.
It just introduces more volatility into the equation.
I don't care about victory laps.
Stop it. Please stop it. Throw the football into the floor.
The BetQL Network presents your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley.
If I have an opinion, I'm just going to go put money on that thing happening.
And your host, Nick Kostos.
Every single play of every single game impacts you in some way, shape, or form.
It's You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
Yes, indeed it is You Better You Bet. Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley, great to be here with you today on the BetQL Network. Every game, Game 7, including the NFL Draft. Not a game, but you get the idea. No hot take BS on this show. Maybe today there will be. We'll also bring you a lot of bets, and we'll also bring you a ton of sports as we come to you live from the Odyssey app, simulcast by our friends at Stadium from 4 to 6 Eastern, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, Twitch.tv/BetQL, and heard on radio stations across this great nation of ours, including our pals on satellite radio, Sirius 160, XM 205. As Ken and I bring you the Wagertainment, we're talking all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the king of sportsbooks, the great people over at BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. Also, you can like bet offensive and defensive rookie of the year already. We'll get into that over the course of the show. At the king of sportsbooks, BetMGM. And you can do all of these things on an F3. Three words that start with the letter F. Phenomenal Football Friday. The day after draft day. Even though today and tomorrow are also technically draft day. Last night was really draft day. Round one of the 2024 NFL Draft. The show is on Twitter at You Better You Bet. I'm on Twitter and the gram at The Kostos. And Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, he's on X at Locky Lockerson. And on this phenomenal Football Friday, we will do you, dear listener and dear viewer, the honor and privilege of bringing you three tremendous guests. How about our pal, Alex Christensen, better known to you and yours, Noobs.
Noobs.
Can I ask Noobs what the deal is with this guy Joel Embiid and why he's like trying to like injure every player on my favorite team? We'll get into that with our guy Noobs. We'll talk the Knicks and the Sixers and more in the NBA postseason with the great Noobs. And then we'll have two amazing guests joining us to break down round one of the NFL draft, spin things forward to the regular season, things we might see this weekend in the NFL draft. And that is former NFL head coach Dave Wanstead, and former NFL player and Odyssey Sports NFL insider, the great Brian Baltinger, will both join us in the third hour of today's show to talk everything that we saw last night. We can't wait for it. Plus, Badass Betting Breakdown is on the way from the NFL draft, and we will spin it forward to a lot of markets open for next season, how we see these teams now starting to take shape now that we know who a bunch of the quarterbacks are going to be on these teams. We will talk about if Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze, and the Chicago Bears can finish above 500. If Bo Nix can keep the Denver Broncos respectable and halfway decent this season. And if Michael Penix Jr. will play even like one snap for the Atlanta Falcons, sitting behind the $100 million man guaranteed Kirk Cousins. We will get to everything from the NFL draft. We'll talk offensive rookie of the year, defensive rookie of the year. So much to get into from a wild night in the National Football League, night one of the NFL draft. We'll also talk what we saw last night in the NBA and the NHL playoffs. Just including, like, man, how much fun is it to bet on the Denver Nuggets? You just, like, know what the outcome's going to be. It's great. Beat the Lakers again last night. And we'll also talk about my Knicks going down to dirty-ass Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers. Power hour, final hour. We'll give you all our bets coming up for tonight. We are locked and loaded here. Phenomenal Football Friday. A little bleary-eyed. Stayed up late after the NFL draft, as one does. Ken Barkley, how's it going?
Going great. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of NBA stuff we can do, and we'll start doing a lot more of it now that the draft's over, right? And there's like a ton of games tonight, and there's a ton of games this weekend. So it'll be really fun to plug back in to those playoffs. Not like we ever really left, but we just, you know, we spent like basically all of yesterday's show talking about the NFL draft. Like where do you want to start with this thing? Because there's a lot of layers to the onion. There's hashtag from the betting standpoint. I think there's a bunch of stuff. I feel like our philosophy was like kind of not right in terms of like nailing picks right, but just in terms of like, look, everybody, like, yeah, you kind of know a couple things, but we just don't, nobody's got it. Like, we don't got it. And the people that ended up got it, they got it at like 7:54 is like basically when they got it. And that stuff started getting bad. And that's when like the really crazy stuff started coming out. But that's, you got, in some places, they take the markets down 5 minutes before the draft. So you didn't even get to bet, you know, if you got it at 7:55, 7:56, whatever. You didn't get to bet a lot of the stuff that came out. So I think our, just like our constant being like, this is really fun. It's fun to think about the puzzle. It's fun to try to solve it. Like, we don't have the goods. It doesn't look like anybody does to a certain extent. And so, like, just understand that, like, you could get smoked here. Like, this could, it could happen. Like, it, the, even the smartest, like, draft analysts, like, people doing all the work, like, you could get trucked here because nobody knows. Like, even the insidery report type stuff, a lot of it proved to be inaccurate. So I feel like we at least cautioned people correctly that way. And then we got a pretty crazy puzzle. I don't know if we could have solved for that puzzle, but we ended up getting a pretty crazy puzzle along with it.
And like someone tweeted me and was like, hey, like, good stuff on the NFL betting the NFL draft. And like the person meant it in like a really nice way. Not that we gave out a ton of winners, but I think it was really like placed a bunch of small bets to win like a lot of money potentially. Because, and we talked about this kind of ad nauseum leading up to the draft, this draft and last year's draft felt really dissimilar to all the drafts before them, where like the spigot of information, not entirely turned off, but like, I don't know, like 97% of the way there, where the information just doesn't trickle out the way that it used to. It kind of was what it was and took some shots at some things that we thought might happen. A lot of them didn't happen. That's totally okay. That's why, like, don't bet a ton of money so you don't lose a lot of money on something where, like, you don't have the answers. We thought we might have the answers. Big difference between thinking you have something and knowing you have something. Obviously a massive difference. So I guess I would ask you, Ken, to start here, and then we could start going through, you know, teams, picks. I think offensive and defensive rookie of the year are both, like, really fun markets. And obviously a lot of players still have to be drafted tonight and tomorrow in the end. Like, that still has to happen.
Like, we're going to talk about them a lot. Please don't put a dime into either of these markets for like 9 months, please. Like, please do us this favor. Plenty of other markets we would like you to put dimes into, but when you can bet the Florida Panthers to win the Stanley Cup, the hell you doing betting a 6-1 offensive rookie of the year? Like, it's, this bet's going to get graded in 10 months. The hell are you doing? Get a life. Like, stop doing this. At the same time, fun market to talk about. Fun to just be
absolutely,
like, who can win? Like, who? How many people can win even an offensive rookie of the year? Like, how many people could actually even win? So that's fun as well. I forget where we were going with this to start.
Well, I was going to say, and look, like, just it gives ourselves like a nice little head start ahead of betting this market. Like, who do we think is more likely to win, less likely to win offensive? I have a decently strong take, which does not mean bet it, on defensive rookie of the year, where we stand right now in that market following night one of the NFL draft. The one thing I would say is, yeah, like, great, you can bet the Florida Panthers to win the Stanley Cup, and that's awesome, or you could just, like, bet them in every single game. Last night was great, and I got news for everybody. They're going to sweep the Lightning coming up this weekend, and it's going to be absolutely awesome. Anything to be gleaned, anything learned from this year's NFL draft, the lead up to it, the bets, etc., anything that we can take moving forward, or is this, like, same deal as last?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Steer, basically.
I mean, this is going to sound like stupid because I'm a huge dork and I love learning stuff. I didn't learn anything. I didn't learn a single thing. Like, and what I mean by that is, this was what we thought it was going to be the whole time. We know what information we get and what we don't get. We know why stuff is moving and who's responsible for it and whether it should be taken seriously or not. We joked about that with the McCarthy 3 stuff. Like, when you learn where this stuff comes from, you just go, okay, like, maybe. Also, what? Like, what's going on? And so we know. I think we were pretty transparent. Like, we don't have it. So let's talk through this stuff. This is fun, but we don't have it. And so it made it, honestly, like, way less anxiety inducing and way less stressful than when you get it and you're like, oh God, I got, like, a quick story. Somebody who listened to the show texted me during the summer a couple of years ago and was like, hey, I don't know how much of the, I think I could tell more of this now than I could tell before. It was like, hey, like, the baseball draft is tonight. And my friend is really good friends with, like, the Holiday family. And they're telling everybody Jackson Holiday is going number one. And he was like 11-1, like, that day. And I was like, what? Like, I don't understand. Like, what? And you get this note, you're like, I don't know what to do with this. And I, like, took it to a couple other people and they were like, well, it's possible. Like, we haven't really heard anything and we're not really betting it, but, like, it's possible. And then Keith Law, who does, I don't know if he still works for ESPN, but he, like, ranks, like, prospects and stuff like that. He does mock drafts for baseball. And his last mock draft an hour before the draft, for the first time ever, had Jackson Holiday going number one. And I go, okay, like, game time. Like, okay, like, I got, like, this is confirmation. I got it. Like, let's go. And it takes a lot of effort to get money down in first pick of MLB draft, especially a couple of years ago. Like, but you work at it and here's 100 here and 200 here and 200 here and you call people and whatever and was able to do it. So, like, that's stressful because I think I have the goods. Like, I think I got it. Not 100%. It's not firsthand information, but, like, I got enough to go with it when the right. Best mock draft confirms it and has never had that before and it's an hour before and the goal is to be right, then, like, great. Like, I got it. I'm going with it. There was only one thing I felt like I had last night that was, like, not even, it wasn't even that. It was just, like, from a really, really good source. And it's, like, just to give you an idea of, like, you can have best laid plans, you can have the best information, and it still, like, sometimes doesn't come through the way you think it's going to come through. Like, we, right before the show ended, I said, like, look, I think I have this, like, really, really, really good source. It's, like, Quinion Mitchell, who's, like, a corner from Toledo. There's a lot of teams interested in him. The Eagles, in particular, are interested in trading up for him. He seems likely to go earlier than people expect, I think was the way I put it. So that's under draft position and first corner taken. And his draft position was 15 and a half. And the first corner taken, he was like minus 120, 50, 60. And then like I started betting it out. Other people did too, whatever. So like, okay, like that, it was a really good source. And still, he did not go under 15 and a half. Now, he went to the Eagles, who didn't have to trade up to get him. And he was the first corner taken. But like, I still lost under 50. I had the goods and I lost under 15 and a half. Because like, you can't predict that like, six quarterbacks are going to go in the tight, like all the defensive players get pushed to the middle of the first round. So now teams in the middle of the first round are taking edges. And if you're sitting in the back half of the first round and you want a corner and you're Baltimore or you're one of these other teams, you're like, cool, we'll just sit here and get an awesome corner. We'll just sit here. And so like, that's how it goes. So like, I had it kind of, and then I lost. So like, even when you have it, it doesn't have to go great. Like, I guess that's my point. Like, it doesn't have to be awesome, even when you get it. So like, first corner cashes, whatever the draft position loses. Like, that should have been pretty amazing, and it wasn't. And just like a small window into like a couple examples of like, when you think you have it versus, I think, a lot of our stuff, which was like very speculative and fun.
One of the best sweats ever was when Roger Goodell went to the podium to announce the Niners' third overall pick a couple of years ago. Like, yeah. Is it actually, are we right? Like, what was the information actually right about Trey Lance? Or is he about to say Mac Jones and this is going to be absolutely brutal? So, yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I guess my one question would be, because we woke up yesterday morning, read some mock drafts, and Jeremiah's mock draft came out and Schrager's mock draft came out, and both of them had all six quarterbacks going early, like in like the top 16. And as we approached the start of the draft last night, I'd have to see what the timestamp is on this. But I even think, you know, we had referenced Fox Sports NFL insider Jay Glazer was on a radio station in Los Angeles earlier in the week.
This was like 8:02 that his tweet came out.
Got it. Okay. So this is after the draft had already started. But even Glazer had alluded to it early in the week that, hey, like, there'd be a run on quarterbacks here. And I, you know, he's like best friends with Sean Payton, which should translate to like Sean Payton's taking a quarterback. They're like really tight, open secret, basically, in the NFL. Not even like an open secret, like everyone knows it, that they're like really tight and good friends from Payton's time with the Giants when Jay Glazer was like covering the Giants and working in this area here. Just, did we not lend enough credence to how confident they all were that all the quarterbacks were going early? Because even you and I on the show yesterday were like, eh, you know, whatever. Maybe Penix goes, but Knicks won't go. They all had it. Like, and not only did they have it, it's not like they had Knicks going like 28th. Like, they had Knicks going to the Broncos.
Yeah, Jeremiah had Knicks going 12. Yeah, Jeremiah had Knicks going 12 in the mock the night before. To be fair, like, I don't, compared to a lot of other people, I don't think you and I were like, hey, everybody, like, hammer under 4.5 quarterbacks, like, we're right. Like, it was
Absolutely. More just
that's, like, we don't know.
That wasn't what it was.
So you're
Absolutely.
Saying, should we have not even been on the fence? Should we have been off the fence and into, like, a lot of quarterbacks going? Should we have been into that, into that, as opposed to, like, lukewarm, which is what I feel like we were, where I go, like,
because, like,
man,
like
is Knicks going in the first round?
Yeah. They right. both had yeah. it, you know? And it's like, I guess we could have woken up, it could have happened last night and four could have gone. But they were, like, way right. Like, way right on that. Yeah. Not that they have to be right about everything. I don't know. That was one where it's just maybe kind of, like, missed the boat on that one.
I mean, over 4.5 was, like, minus 350. Like, I mean, it just, you know, like, what did you miss the boat on? Like, now I know Knicks going 12, you said that you
like
saw,
Knicks
like, the
under, probably.
That. Right. Knicks under was 32.5 juice, minus 140. So it's like, yeah, like, missed on Knicks going to, here's a fun question. And I guess like it's stupid because like they were always going to take him 12. This is the home story. If he doesn't go there, like, does he ever go the rest of the first round?
Some epic water carrying that Adam Schefter did for Sean Payton with that tweet last night. That's epic.
He's actually more like Jesus.
It's amazing. On the other side, more betting breakdown from the NFL draft. We spin it forward to the regular season.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.